In 1931, it was clear that unemployment was going to be a big problem in Kansas City, as it was across the country. And to counter that, these three men put together this idea of a 10-year plan, which was that they would borrow money that would be repaid over a 10-year period to build public buildings in Kansas City, in Independence, and pave roads and streets throughout Kansas City and Jackson County. It was approximately a $50 million bond issue, which in those days was quite a substantial sum. They put together what they called a Committee of 1,000 to assess the projects, and the Civic Center piece, of which the City Hall is the crowning jewel, was one of the things that everyone agreed upon. We needed to put City Hall, County Courthouse, Police Headquarters, and the Missouri Court of Appeals all in the same block of land, hopefully with harmonious architecture.
City Hall alone, it included 20,000 cubic feet of concrete. Could you talk about that connection to Tom Pendergast?
Tom Pendergast, as a political operator, understood that there were several ways to profit from that particular effort. And one of them was by having companies that would sell products to the city and county for construction. And so once he was able to get allies in the position of city manager in the form of Henry McElroy, and in the county court with Harry Truman as the presiding judge, then he organized a number of companies, probably the most prominent and well-known of which was Ready Mix Concrete.
Right now we're on the south side of the building, and there are a number of statues, including Abraham Lincoln and his son Tad, but there are also fountains with ornamental seahorses, and they were nicknamed Lug and Cut.
During the 1930s, shortly after they were placed and the building opened, city employees who understood the concept of cut and lug very well nicknamed them. The cut was that any contract that a non-Pendergast company got with Kansas City or Jackson County, the organization got a cut of 10% off the top. That was the cost of doing business with the city or the county at that time. The lug was a similar 10% that employees of the city and county had to pay out of their paycheck or have it withheld that ultimately went to the Pendergast organization, as he called it. Other people would say the Pendergast machine. The nickname was a rather rueful one as far as city employees were concerned. They were thankful to have the jobs. On the other hand, they knew that those statues had cost them their 10%.
This wasn't the first City Hall for Kansas City, Missouri. It was the third. Why was it that at the time city officials talked about needing a new City Hall?
Well, the first City Hall was a very small building located where the City Market is today, and it was ultimately replaced then by a larger City Hall, which included a much larger area for the City Market, and the two were actually integrally connected at that time. Now, the second City Hall had been constructed in the 1890s at about the same time that the old county courthouse had gone up. And in both cases, they were really too small as the city and county grew. To give you an example, when they were built there in Kansas City, there would have been something around 175,000 people. Well, by 1930, there were 400,000 people in Kansas City, Missouri. So the need for a new building and a larger building in both the courthouse and the city hall was apparent, and additionally with the police headquarters and such as that. So the reality is that it was a physical necessity, but also it was a put people back to work necessity, which is how it came to be a part of the 10-year plan.
One of the aspects of the city hall, it's 29 stories, but there's the 30th floor observation deck. And I know that you've been up there a number of times. I wonder if there's a favorite thing that you like to point out to people, or kind of a favorite, you know, as a historian, what you like to see up there.
Honestly, it is a remarkable view of downtown because at this point it is one of the highest points in downtown. And not the highest building, but because of its location in terms of being on something of a prominence on the east side of downtown, you really can see the whole area. It's just a remarkable view of everything that has been at the heart of Kansas City since well back into the 19th century.